بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Last night we recited the verse of Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah number 222, and in this ayah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of two categories of people whom Allah loves. Last night we spoke of the first category, At-Tawwabin, those who regularly and repeatedly turn to Allah in repentance. Now, there are two forms of purification. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who undergo both processes of purification. The one form of purification is the spiritual purification. Purification of the heart, purification of the soul, and that is tawbah. And that's the one we had addressed last night. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says He loves at-tawwabin, those who make tawbah and those who undergo and who complete this spiritual process of purification. Then there is a second type of purification, and that is the physical purification. The purification of the physical self, the purification of the body. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of those as well in the very same ayah. So Allah says, Inna Allaha yuhib, certainly Allah loves at-tawwabin, those who repeatedly make tawbah to Allah, and wa yuhibbul mutatahhirin, the second category of people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really loves are those who purify themselves. Ibn Ashur rahimahullah, under the commentary of this verse, he says, لِأَنَّ التَّوْبَةَ تَطَهُّرٌ رُحَانِ وَالتَّطَهُّرُ جُثْمَانِ. He says, tawbah is the spiritual purification. And tatahur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ. The mutatahirin are those who are concerned of the physical purification as well. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has placed much emphasis upon the physical purification and purifying ourselves and ensuring that we are purified and we are clean. Islam has the highest standards of hygiene. If you look in any religion, look in any system, study any culture, study any tradition, you will find, wallah, that Islam has the highest standard of hygiene. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves it. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah loves those who purify themselves. Before we eat, we wash our hands. After we eat, we wash our hands. We wash ourselves 5 times a day. Minimum, 5 times a day before praying. Before coming to salah, we are washing ourselves, we are washing our bodies. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, At-tuhur shatru iman, cleanliness. And keeping yourself pure and purifying yourself is half of faith. It is half of iman. Why? Because there are so many deeds that we perform that are invalid unless they are performed and they are carried out in a state of purification. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, and you find, brothers, you know, in the books of fiqh, in the books of jurisprudence and Islamic law, the very first chapter in any book of Islamic law is the book, or it is the chapter of purification. That is the first aspect of our deen that we study. The first, very first aspect. There are very important things when it comes to Islamic law. And there are very intricate laws and regulations related to our deen and related to Islam. But the fiqh and the law of Islamic tradition starts off with the book of purification. This just shows how important it is for us to purify ourselves, how important it is for us to keep ourselves clean. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us to remove anything offensive. And that's why he loved using the miswak. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would use the miswak all the time. And he encouraged us to do so. Why? So that no foul odor is emitted by the mouth or comes out from the mouth. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us that when you come to the masjid, or if you have eaten garlic or you have eaten onions, You have eaten something that lets out an offensive smell, a bad odor. Don't come to the masjid. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, you're not allowed to come to the masjid. We are allowed to stop someone from coming into the masjid if there is a bad odor that is being emitted and that comes out from the body. Based on this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it shows how much importance Islam has placed on this aspect of personal hygiene and purifying ourselves and keeping ourselves clean. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or an ayah rather of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, خُذُوا زِينَتَكُمْ عِنْدَ كُلِّ مَسْجِدٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, take your adornment with you when going to the masjid. Your adornment, in other words, ensure that when you are going to the masjid and when you are coming to the masjid, you come to the masjid in a pure, clean and purified state. And that shows your level of anticipation when it comes to performing salah. It shows your level of eagerness to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more well you are prepared, the more you are concerned about purifying yourself before salah or before any act of worship, the more concerned you are about keeping yourself clean before praying and before coming before Allah, shows your level of eagerness for salah. It shows the level of eagerness you have to converse with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to meet with Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding.